You're listening to Girls Gone Wild. This is Joy.
And this is Claire.
And this is episode 21.
Episode 21. And JT is here again. He's laying on my lap.
He's found a nice home on Claire's lap.
It's awesome.
Here we are. Thanksgiving is next week, you guys.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you know my birthday is 1 week from today?
I did not know that.
It is. In 1 week, I will be 26. It's my golden birthday. And Brandon's like, what do you want to do for your birthday? I'm like, I don't want to plan. I'm so, like, in the thick of wedding planning right now that I'm like, I just don't want to organize anything.
No, I don't blame you.
I just want to eat popcorn and watch movies.
So is he going to do something?
I don't think so, because we're both, like, kind of just organized out right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also, we're house-sitting all next week for my dad in Boulder, because they're going to Florida to visit my grandma.
Yeah.
And they have this, like, old stinky terrier, who is fantastic. She's very, you know, she's hilarious, but she's, like, really old and stinky.
Yeah.
So she can't, I mean, she could come to our house, but, and so we're going up there, we're going to stay up there the whole week, and so we're just going to, like, hang out. They have a fireplace and a hot tub. And,
oh my gosh, that sounds awesome.
And it's going to be pretty nice.
Oh, so happy birthday!
Yay! But I also, so I emailed TJ, and so last, this is going to be a spoiler alert for everybody who is doing the workout, but last year on my birthday, we did Cindy, and I thought it would be cool to do it again this year on my birthday and see
the difference.
The difference, even though we just did Murph, which is basically just Cindy on steroids.
Yeah.
And, but now, so I had this, hi, JT. I had this, like, cyst thing on my back that I get removed, so now I have 6 stitches on my back that are, it's, like, right in between my shoulder blades.
Yeah.
So I can't do anything.
That sounds so painful.
And it's like, it's literally right on my spine, right where the bar sits.
Oh,
like that's
right
why
there.
I got, like, inflamed in the first place because of the bar.
For sure.
And so I think I'm going to, so I had asked TJ to program it, and he texted me yesterday and was like, is this still what you want? But I went to the dermatologist just, like, get this checked out. And then all of a sudden he's like, well, do you want me to remove it? And I was like, yeah, I guess so. Maybe thinking he would be like, all right, let's get something scheduled. And he was like, okay, great. Well, I'll just, you know, put some, like, get it numbed up and we can get started. And I was like,
like, today, like, right now?
Now? Yeah. We're doing it now? And he just seemed so nonchalant about it that I felt like I had to play cool and be like, yeah, totally, it's fine. Just minor surgical procedure.
Yeah, and it's, that's painful.
Yeah, it was gross. So, anyway, so now I feel like I might need to reschedule Cindy because I'm not going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I have to take, like, I don't get the stitch out for 10 days.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do anything in my body.
Yeah, don't do that.
So I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't work out, really.
Do a little walking workout.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, like, all I can do is, like, literally all I can do is, like, lunges.
Do just, like, a mile of lunges.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be awful. Ugh.
You know what I did this weekend?
A mile of lunges?
No. I did, have you ever heard of Turbo Kick?
No.
So I used to do Turbo Kick. It's like a...
It's like Taibo?
It's kind of like Taibo. This woman in California created it, and it's honestly, it probably has as many followers, if not more, than CrossFit.
Wow.
I'm not joking. So 24 Hour Fitness offers this class, and as you guys know, I teach for 24 Hour Fitness. I teach spin classes. And I took Turbo Kick for the longest time before I even, like, knew what... Oh, my gosh, you guys. I wish you could see. Like, Claire and JT are having, like, a love fest right now.
We're bonding. He's licking my leg, which is a little weird, but it's fine.
JT, be a good boy. So, before CrossFit, before everything, now they're making out, you guys.
We're not making out. We just had one little smooch.
Okay, it's cute. It's cute. He's giving you, like, the googly eyes.
He is. It's hard to resist.
Okay, so before CrossFit, there was Turbo Kick. Before everything, before the creation of man, no, there was Turbo
and
Kick.
On the first day, God created Turbo Kick.
Shalene Johnson is her name.
Shalene Johnson. Wow.
Yeah, she's this cute as a button blonde chick that's, like, totally LA. Anyway, so I got actually certified to teach Turbo Kick way back in the day. So I taught it briefly. It just... Anyway, it became a lot of work, and I didn't have enough time to, like, learn the choreography every 3 months that a new thing came out. But it's pretty dang popular, and it's a really good workout. So, like, on days where I'm like, I just need to get in the gym and do something on the weekends, I'll do Turbo Kick, because I kid you not, it is it's a pretty good workout.
So it's
it's kind of like kickboxing, but it's very choreographed. So, like, if you keep going, you're going to, like, be very familiar with the moves, and so there's a lot of repetitive movements that, like, you, when your first class, you'll probably feel very lost, but then if you keep going, you'll, like, recognize a lot of the moves and you'll get better at it. But
I wonder if anybody who's listening has ever done Turbo Kick. I bet they have.
I bet you they have, because it is, it's, and then she does, like, a DVD thing, like Turbo Fire. that you can like do at home. And JT, what are you doing, buddy? Just chill. Now, the last episode, he was like, passed out. Tonight, he's a little more lively. Yes, I think he wants to be like a part of the show. Anyway, so that was, I had to laugh because I'm like, this is such a different world to do Turbo Kick. And I'm like in this sea of women that are like, Turbo Kick. and it is very dancey, but it's really, really hard. I mean, to a point where I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sore. So it's good to have that variety though.
Yeah, totally.
And you feel like, you know, after an hour, you're just completely wiped. But we're just going to have to keep making comments about JT, by the way, you guys. Because
now he just shoved his head under the bed. You guys don't want to talk to me?
Yeah, I don't know if this is going to work tonight. Anyway. But that was like... That's kind of for me the sign of winter because whenever I start to do Turbo Kick because it's like indoors, it's an hour, I'm in and out. And I usually don't like to go into the gym like into 24-hour fitness during the summer because I like to be outdoors. Anyway, so I had to laugh. Like I'm totally doing Turbo Kick right now. It just feels so different from CrossFit.
Totally.
It is wildly different.
Yeah.
And then I was going to tell you, too, that today Coach Mike asked me to do the
weightlifting competition. I know.
And we're getting ready because the WOD today included snatches, and I was putting the weight on, and he's like, so, Joy, are you going to do the weightlifting competition? I was like, dang it. I've been avoiding you.
Yeah.
Claire warned me about this.
He asked me again on Saturday. He was like, so Claire, word on the street is you're signing up for the weightlifting competition. And I was like, word on the street from who? And he was like, well, you are, aren't you? And I was like, Mike. So I was thinking about, like, really seriously kind of planning on doing it. And then I get the stitches thing. And I'm like, I get them out. It'll be like, oh, because it's on what, like the 7th?
I think it's the 7th.
So I'll have, 10 days between when I get my stitches out.
Yeah, but still,
Claire. I think it'll be okay. I mean, the thing's only, this big. We're talking 6 stitches here.
Yeah.
It's not exactly like I just had open heart surgery.
I know.
It feels, it's normal. It's okay now. It just is, sometimes, this is going to be so gross. I'm sorry, if you're squeamish, you probably don't want to listen to this, but
yeah,
the stitches, are really kind of, he didn't do them very, he didn't, cut them very down very close. And so, the stitches, the actual, you know, whatever, the string that they use, it has kind of long little tails. Does it make sense? Each stitch has a little bit of a little slack on the end.
I'm sort of starting to get squeamish, but yes.
Okay, if that makes you squeamish, then this
I'm
really makes
so
you squeamish.
Bad. Yeah.
That, I have a big Band-Aid on it, and the Band-Aid is catching on every once in a while.
Ow.
And it's kind of ow.
Yeah.
But other than that, they're okay. But yeah, it's not a huge deal. It's just this morning Brandon had to clean it because I can't watch, I can't see it. So he had to clean it and I almost passed out. And I don't know why. I am not a squeamish person at all. Actually, I think I kind of know why. It's because he gave me Percocet. Newsflash, Percocet is way overkill.
My gosh. That's the worst.
Yeah. So
it's the worst.
This thing is a half inch. This is not a, it's literally probably a half inch, maybe three quarters of an inch. And I took Percocet last night because I was this is really going to hurt. I'm not going to be able to sleep on it.
Yeah.
And granted, sleeping on it was pretty awkward, but I probably could have gotten by with an extra ibuprofen or two.
Yeah.
And so I took Percocet and it knocked me right out, which was great. But then I woke up this morning and I was super nauseous.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh.
That stuff screws me up so bad.
Yeah.
So bad. I had ear surgery forever ago and it was the same thing where I'm like, I would rather be in pain than take this crap because it made me so... Ugh,
well,
it
and it,
the
worst. Messes with your gut. And,
oh.
Yeah. And then I also have to get antibiotics, which sucks, because they had to, it was, all infected anyway.
Yeah.
Gross. But, the last time I took painkillers is when I got my boobs taken out.
Uh-huh.
And I was fine then, but I think maybe, when your body actually is in pain, it, actually uses it correctly. Because now it was, this is way overkill. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, long story short, I don't know if I'm doing the weightlifting competition, because, I feel like... I kind of want to now after making this big deal out of it. And now
I totally played the card where I was like, I'll think about it. And I really don't think I'll do it. Cause I have that fear of doing max anything.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why would I walk into
thing.
That? That just would not be my thing.
No.
I'd be anxious the entire day.
Yeah.
And then he said, cause before I left for California, he made some comment, Coach Mike made some comment about Halloween. And he's like, are you going to be here for Halloween? And did he tell you this?
Go on.
Why are you laughing?
Go on.
You gave me a look.
Oh, no.
And I was like, why? He made some comment about if I was going to be around for Halloween. Yeah. And so I said, no. And he's like, dang it. And So today I followed up. I was like, why did you want me to be around for Halloween? I'm like, what were you going to dress up as? He's like, oh, I didn't do it. I'm like, well, do what? He's like, I was going to dress up as you.
That was my idea.
It was? Yeah.
So one day I was at the gym and I was in my Girl Scout watch shirt. And Jen was like, you know, I was asking about it. And Mike was like, I should wear one of those. I was like, Mike, I would give you one of these if you wanted one. And I was like, you should be Joy for Halloween. And he was like, that's perfect. It's Halloween's on a Thursday. I coach all day Thursdays. And he's like, we got to figure out a way to get Joy in the gym that day. He's like, I'm totally going to be Joy.
Oh, yeah. That's unbelievable. But he's like, I was so excited. I was going to get like a blonde wig and then like, I don't know, get some like zebra print.
Yeah.
And I'm like, zebra print.
He's like, I wear leg warmers.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's great, yeah, Mike.
I know that would have been awesome.
That is
Mike
hilarious.
Had been you for Halloween. It would have been perfect. Yeah,
that was quite the compliment. Oh, it was funny.
Yeah. I thought that would have been pretty awesome. He could have wore, like, glitter eyeliner.
Yeah, I told him. I was like, I would have done your makeup, man. That would have been
hilarious.
Speaking
of glitter eyeliner, I hope everybody saw the picture from Saturday night at the J party. Because it's pretty much proof that Joy never wears normal clothes. She has this, like, flowery headband on with this, like, serape sweatshirt-looking thing. And then red jeans, like, denim bedazzled chucks.
Yeah.
Red lipstick.
They were definitely denim bedazzled chucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Red lipstick, glitter eyeliner.
Yeah.
Bright yellow nail polish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My husband would have killed me. Not really. But he would never...
He's
he was
so
out of town.
Matchy. He's like the matchiest matcher.
He's so matchy. That,
like, I just showed up here, guys. Yeah. Her husband, like, has the flu, and he's still sitting here in, like, matching sweatpants.
It's very true. He has on very nice sweatpants and a nice, like, cardigan sweater.
Who looks like that when they have the flu? No one. When I have the flu, I'm, like, just lying in a Snuggie that's covered in mac and cheese. I hope you all just enjoy that image.
Covered in mac and cheese.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, but it was, like, when he's out of town, I just kind of, I turn into this, like, I'm, like, I can wear whatever I want. Which I can. It's right. Like, I'm, like, under the thumb of my husband. But.
Sure, you cannot leave the house now.
But he'll be like, I don't know if you should wear that, you know? And then I'll get all self-conscious. So I probably looked like a crazy person, but I was like, I don't even care.
I just love the headband. I thought I, like, pulled it together.
Yeah, that was kind of a random thing.
But
you really couldn't see in the picture my glitter eyeliner.
No, you couldn't
see
the glitter
eyeliner.
It's really hard to tell. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although, up close and personal, it was hard to miss.
It was Chris, our favorite fan, Chris.
What's going on with your eyelashes?
Yeah, our favorite fan, Chris, is like, I love what's going on with your eyelashes right now.
Deal there. It's like, that's glitter eyeliner.
So, how was your week otherwise, Claire?
How was the week otherwise? It was fine. Oh, I went to my nephew's first birthday party on Sunday. He's so cute.
Yeah.
He never had refined sugar before, and his parents gave him a cupcake. He's only one. I mean, it's not that hard to keep refined sugar. Yeah. And his mom, my sister-in-law, has type 1 diabetes, and so they've been really careful about it. And, they gave him a cupcake, and he never had that, and, you know, it had, like, this little frosting flower that happened. He just, like, just smashed it into his face.
Yeah.
It was perfect. We got him a hammer, also, which was a big hit.
Like
not like
a
real hammer.
Hammer.
Yeah, yeah. Like a hammer, the kind of hammer that's perfectly fine to give to a 1-year-old.
For a minute, I'm like,
you're the worst aunt ever.
All right.
What else
did
you do?
This is what we're doing.
So have you been getting back into CrossFit a lot? Or are you sticking with running? Are you still sticking with your kind of downtime?
Yeah.
I had a crazy week last week.
I know. I had a really crazy week. I'm continuing to have crazy weeks. But let's see. So mostly I really am trying to get back into the CrossFit flow, but my schedule was so crazy last week, so I didn't really have a good, like, I typically do, like, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then I'll kind of, like, drop in a class on Tuesday, Thursday if I can, and then run on the weekends. But I had a lot of days off last week, but it was nice since we talked about, like, rest days. I mean, I've definitely been, oh my gosh, Claire.
I'm distracting Joey with a dog. I'm just trying to give him a belly rub.
He loves the belly rubs from Claire. You're the only person that I've seen when you rub his belly.
He gets the thumper leg.
He does the thumper leg. It's I've never seen anyone else do that.
I'll teach you.
Okay. I'm like, I tried to replicate it the other day and I'm like, he only does it for Claire. He loves you. So, yeah, did a lot of rest days last week, which was nice. I was kind of, like, trying to just stay in the mindset of, like, okay, built-in rest days, it's fine.
Right.
So I'm not going to freak
out. Catching up my recovery.
Yeah, and then I taught spin on Saturday and then did turbo kick on Sunday.
Yeah.
So. But for, I feel like, I definitely feel like I've been out of the flow of CrossFit. Like, today we did snatches in the WOD. Did you do today's WOD?
No, because I can't.
Oh, that's right. Duh, sorry.
No, it's good. I feel like I haven't been, we did the team WOD on Saturday.
Yeah.
So I've only been out of the gym for 3 days.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been out of the gym for like 2 weeks.
Feels forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today we did snatches and the RX was 85 pounds and
wow,
there was 8 snatch. It was so, and I felt like, oh, I just felt so out of it because that's such a technique lift.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
It's a technique plus magic lift.
Right.
And so I was like, I felt like I was out of my game for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's all, I think, especially with the holidays coming up, and I think we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, is, like, you know, holidays are coming, and, like, diet, like, and, like,
It's hard to feel like you want to, like, put in the effort to, like, re-find your groove.
Yeah.
Right before you know you're right about to lose your groove.
Yeah, and I feel like there's, like, schedules and holidays and traveling and food and diet, I feel like days are really short. I just feel so off. Like, 5 o'clock, I look out my window at work, and I'm like, it is, like, pitch black outside.
Ugh.
So it's kind of this time of year where I'm, like, needing extra motivation. I'm needing extra, like, oomph. But to answer your question, I feel like it'll happen. It's just, like, an ebb and flow. And right now, CrossFit's kind of, like, not so much priority. I wouldn't say priority, but I'm not, like, really in a routine like I normally am.
That's fair.
But it's fine. And I don't know, maybe I need to sign up for the weightlifting competition.
Yeah, seriously. So do you guys have plans for Thanksgiving?
We're going to my parents' house. My parents live in the mountains.
Oh, they live in Ridgeway, right?
Westcliff.
Where's Westcliff?
Westcliff is an hour west of Pueblo.
Oh, why did I think they lived in Ridgeway?
I don't know where that is.
It's like right outside Ouray. It's in between Ouray and Telluride. It's beautiful. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I wanted them to live in Ridgeway.
You probably wanted them to.
Lived in Ridgeway. There's like one building.
Yeah.
It's like a...
That's kind of like Westcliff. So if anyone listening knows where Westcliff is, I will give you mad props because nobody knows where it is. But it's this...
I'm not even positive where Pueblo is.
Oh, it's south of the Springs.
So right. Okay. Yeah. And then they live west of there?
West. So if you hit Pueblo and drove west for an hour, you'd hit Westcliff.
So, like, how far are they from Montrose?
I don't know where that is.
Okay, great. are they, like, kind of, like...
Salida?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're an hour from Salida.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the sweetest little town. It's like one of those things where, like, you drive through and everyone waves as they drive by. You know, like, total old school.
That's awesome. That'll be fun.
It's really sweet. So we're going to be in the mountains with my parents and just chilling and eating a lot. How about you?
Well, we're house sitting. I think we're going to go skiing.
So you're not going to be with family?
Just gonna house it? So I have, my dad's out of town. My mom's not coming back for Thanksgiving, since she'll be here for Christmas and the wedding.
Yeah.
And my older brother, lives in New York City, and his wife is a partner in this, like, huge, crazy law firm. It's like, what is it called? Wachtell Lipton something. Apparently, it's, like, this super, I don't know anything about law firms, but apparently it's a really big law firm. She's a partner, so she makes, like, just crap tons of money. And so they bought a house in Boulder, like, this, like, $1 million house, just because they, like, didn't have anything else to do with their money. I'm like, what the hell? You could give some to your sister who is broke.
And, like, hey, getting married.
Yeah. So anyway, they bought this really amazing, ginormous house, and...
Wait, which brother is this?
This is my oldest half-brother.
Oldest, okay.
And so they bought this amazing, huge house, and they are going to have Thanksgiving there, even though they live in Manhattan. They're going to come back and, like, host Thanksgiving in their new house.
That's like a... I know this. Sorry to interrupt you. I just feel like that's such a dream to be like, I have a house in Boulder.
Right.
And I'm going to
go there and host Thanksgiving. Yeah. I mean, they're, like, super humble about it. You know, they work their asses off. Like, she, you know, when you're a law partner in this huge legal firm at the age of 35, like, you've really worked your ass off. But, I don't know. Because our, like, whole plan has been to go skiing. And we really, you know, it's like, we want to, like, make it a priority to go skiing this year because we finally got passes. And
yeah.
Anyway, so we're going to see what happens. But I think we're probably going to go skiing, at least, like, for the first part of the day. And then we might come back and, like, you know, go over to my brother's and whatever.
Yeah.
JT just stood up.
I think this whole episode should be sponsored by JT because he's, like, Do you need me to take care of him?
Oh, no, he's fine. Yeah, he's fine.
I can put him in a down.
It's okay. Lay down, buddy.
JT, down. Now everyone's going to be like, here, good boy. Oh, that's a good boy. There you go. There you go. Get comfortable. Just chill out, buddy. Can I read something that I just I just opened up our Facebook and Brandon's post.
What did you say?
It's a picture of his meal, which is a beautiful meal, by the way.
Yeah, he's a big... I like stopped at home real quick. I had some rice and an egg, and he was like in the middle of making all the other stuff.
It's a beautiful meal, and it says, this meal is sponsored by the letter D, because you can't spell dinner without D, and it's likely the grade I will now get on my upcoming test since I use study time to make and eat this.
Good. That's awesome.
That's too funny.
Yeah,
okay, so this episode's kind of all over
the place. Yeah, we are kind of all over the place right now. That's fine. What we wanted to talk about, though, was holidays and holiday eating.
Yeah.
And whether or not you stay strict during the holidays, whether you kind of just, like, throw caution to the wind and go for it, or, you know, what your kind of mentality about that is. Yeah. And I've been reading a couple of blog posts lately about, you know, from a lot of girls who are just like, you know what, like, I'm sick and tired of this, like, holiday, you know, guilty holiday thing. Like, I like pie. I'm, you know, like, I don't eat pie any other time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna eat the pie and not feel guilty about it, not be worried about it. But then there are also the people who are like, you know, don't fall back into old bad habits just for the sake of the holidays, because if you, you know, reform those habits, you're just going to have to work again on the other side to get back out of them.
Right.
And I think it depends a lot on, like, where you're coming from in terms of your dieting. Like, if you are the type of person who really struggled to get where you are in terms of, like, you know, eating clean, and if you really have, like, made it, had to make a huge shift, and, you know, and if going to dinner with your family means eating, you know, just, like, store-bought everything and or sugar everything and or whatever.
Right.
Then, you know, because, like, for me, I think I sort of take for granted that everything at my family's holiday meals is homemade.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, even if it's, you know, technically, like, the holiday, you know, kind of, like, heavy holiday food, it still is fairly healthy because it's all, like, made from scratch.
Right.
But then, like, we went to Christmas in Madison, Wisconsin last year with Brandon's family, and every single person brought a casserole. And not just a casserole.
You want me to move him? JT, come here.
I think he's going to walk by and hit the mic.
Come on. He needs to chill, and he's, like, standing right in front of Claire.
That's right. He just wanted to, you know.
Lay down. There you go. Oh, my gosh, you guys. He is totally.
He's like, why are you paying attention to me?
Down.
Old kisses. Anyway. So everybody brought casserole, and it was, like, cream of everything soup casserole, like, with cornflakes on top.
Yeah.
Like, this was not healthy. Like, you know, it was, like, kind of shocking to me because I was, like, you know, in my family, the least healthy you get is, like, sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whereas this was, like, just nothing but condensed milk and salt.
Right.
Anyway, so I think that also plays a difference. But, oh, my gosh, JT is just, like, sitting like a baby right now. That just totally just happened. Amazing.
I wish you guys could see what just happened, because I feel like I'm holding a big dog in my lap right now.
You feel like that because you are doing that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think that I also, like, last year we did a Whole 30 in November, and we were on Whole 30 for Thanksgiving. And actually, Thanksgiving was pretty easy to do Whole 30 because, like, a lot, you know, it's like all you really have to do is avoid, like, the stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
But all things considered, like, when I read, I remember, you know, when we started the Whole 30, I got on the Whole 30 website, and they actually specifically had an article about not doing the Whole 30 over the holidays, because they were just like, you know, it's stressful, like, you know, you don't want to have to go over to your friends' houses for these big meals and not, you know, have to be super picky and not eat things, or, like, you don't want to have to be that person who tells grandma, like, no, I'm not eating your famous stuffing this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, and, like, the Whole 30, you know, even the Whole 30 people who are, like, in my opinion, as dogmatic as it gets about paleo,
right,
even say, like, you know, the holidays, if there's a time of the year to relax, it's this time of year.
Right. And I would agree with that. I was thinking about that the other day. I was thinking about, like, how there's, you know, like, people bring cupcakes or donuts to work or whatever, and it's, like, once in a blue moon. I feel like Thanksgiving is a time where you really shouldn't be, like, so strict and oh, I can't eat that, or I can't eat this. And I don't know, I just feel like being more flexible is okay. So it's like, when people bring donuts to work, I'm not really going to partake in donuts every day.
Right.
But if it's like once in a blue moon, I'm like, oh, I guess I'll have a donut today. I mean, I feel like there's a mindset for me, at least, that I think, oh my gosh, if I do this, am I just going to like let go? And I know myself well enough that I'm not, but there is like that part of me. It's like, oh, it's a slippery slope. I'm just going to slide right back into that. I totally used to
be that way. Yeah. It would be like, it was, and in some senses, I still am a little bit like all or nothing.
Yeah.
Which I've talked about before, but like, I used to be in such bad eating habits. And I think the other thing is like viewing, when you stop viewing the way you eat as a diet and start viewing it as just like the way you eat, like it's just your lifestyle, then it's easier to kind of have those little indulgences because it doesn't, you know, it's like the like quote unquote diet that you're on is not just like a band-aid on top of your bad habits.
Yeah, exactly.
And so like you don't, you know, it's like, I feel like I don't really have anything to revert to.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like, I don't have anything to regress back into.
Right.
Or,
right,
you know, like I'll, you know, I still eat a box of mac and cheese every once in a while, but I'm not going to wake up one morning and be like, you know what? I'm going to McDonald's and I'm going to Panera and then I'm going to have pasta and, you know, and it's
that's, there's just no way that we would go there.
No, but I would throw up probably.
Yeah. But I was thinking about that though, with the holidays, it's like, it's a time to enjoy, but we are and I think most of the people listening to this podcast are so healthy to begin with. So it's like, we wouldn't be in a place where we're just going to like pig out and then all of a sudden like adopt this unhealthy lifestyle. But I think it's just, it's a strength for people who are healthy to just be like, yeah, I'm going to try to, you're always now going to want to look for the healthy options.
Mm-hmm.
But by all means, enjoy Thanksgiving, enjoy the holiday, enjoy the time with your family. It doesn't have to mean
that. Are you excited for the holidays as a non-vegan?
Yeah, I was thinking about that too, because I'm obviously, it's been a long time. I think my parents are more excited
because
like, we don't have to worry about our diet. But yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that for sure.
Really fun. Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving dish?
I'm a lot like my dad that I like putting like cranberry salad. My grandma makes like this, it's a grandma recipe where she made this cranberry salad is amazing. I don't even, it's like the secret vault recipe where who knows where she got it from. But I love just putting that on everything. Like, I'm kind of like my dad in
that
way.
Like your gravy.
Where, yeah, I just put it on everything.
That's always the best. Like, you get everything on your plate, and then you just, like, my family is really big into gravy.
Yeah.
So you just put everything on your plate, and then you just get a huge ladle and just, like, poured gravy on the whole plate.
Yeah, I just like
putting that. And Brandon's not that into gravy. And I remember one time he was like, yeah, I don't really like gravy. And I was like, what?
I don't even know if this is going to work out.
How is that a thing? How do you not really? And he's like, I mean, I don't dislike it. I just, like, how do you not feel strongly about gravy? I just don't understand a world where you don't have, where gravy is not like a passionate issue. My family's big into gravy. My family's also big into pie. So because my birthday is right around Thanksgiving, my birthday was actually on Thanksgiving the year I was born.
Oh.
And so pumpkin pie is always like kind of my thing. So I love pumpkin pie. And I've always made pumpkin pie with my grandma. And then my grandpa would hand whip the whipped cream. And I just don't understand why you would eat pumpkin pie without whipped cream.
I had to think about that for a minute. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so much better.
Especially when Grandpa
hand whips it. What's not to love?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I just really. So, really, what I'm trying to get at is that when it comes to Thanksgiving, I live for the things you put on the Thanksgiving.
Yes. I agree with
that. Like turkey, okay.
And
like
everything just kind of goes together so well.
It totally does. It totally does.
In like this comfort food.
Yeah.
Land.
It just becomes like this big volcano of
comfort.
of mashed potatoes and it's like totally all in that.
Did you almost want to say mac and cheese?
I almost said mac and cheese. Did you catch that? I do love. If there was such a thing as a mac and cheese volcano, I would live there.
If there was like a
and it was just I like need, it was like a molten Kraft, like gooey cheese. Oh my gosh, that'd be nuts. Or Velveeta, just molten Velveeta coming down the side of the volcano.
You would just be at the bottom with your mouth
open. I would weigh 7 million pounds. It would be so worth it.
Oh,
and my little lactose intolerant gut would be just, it would be awful.
Yeah,
but in a good way.
Yeah.
Anyway, so last year I came up with a couple of paleo Thanksgiving recipes. One of them was a, like, sweet potato stuffing. And I made this. It actually started because I tried to make sweet potato gnocchi, which it doesn't work. Like, if you're listening and you have made that recipe that is, like, floating around in a bunch of different, you know, blogs, where it's basically mashed sweet potatoes with almond flour, like tapioca flour maybe, and eggs.
Yeah.
And you just, like, roll it into, like, a long, you know, like a worm, and then cut it in little pieces, and then you drop it like
normal gnocchi. That sounds like a lot of work, yeah.
And then it disintegrates every flipping time.
Yeah.
It does not hold its, doesn't hold its own. So I made all this dough, and I was like, well, crap, what am I going to do now? So I flattened it all out, and I baked it, and so it basically turned into like a big sweet potato cracker. And then I made that into stuffing, and it was really good. Yeah. But if the gnocchi had worked, I never would have done it.
Yeah.
So it was really good. And it was with, like, sausage and...
Do you guys have any, like, traditions that you do with your family?
My family, like, is really not a tradition family. No. We don't have any traditions.
Yeah. We don't either.
Yeah. I kind of wish that we had, like, something, but...
Thanksgiving was always at our house, so it was always... My house was just packed with relatives. So that's kind of... I kind of miss that, but there's something about... that where I also like holidays where it's, like, really calm.
Yeah.
So I think because I grew up with holidays, everything was always at my house. Now I'm like, I just want to be alone. Right. But other than that, we just ate a lot and hung out, watched football and...
Football.
Yeah.
What's the best Thanksgiving you've ever had?
The best Thanksgiving... gosh, I don't think I have it one Thanksgiving, but I really miss... I do miss seeing all my family in Arizona and being at my house. What comes to mind was, like, when I was in junior high. Like, I don't know why, but life was so easy.
You're, like, off of school.
Life was so good. I remember wearing white jeans. Why did I wear white jeans?
Why do you remember that detail?
I don't know. I just remember wearing white jeans. And liking my white jeans. And I was probably, like, in 8th grade, which, you know.
Yeah, white jeans are a big deal in 8th grade.
White jeans, you guys. But, yeah, just having everyone over. And Arizona's just beautiful this time of year. So it was, like, I don't know, just being outside and eating a lot, being with family. So I have good memories of that, for sure.
Yeah.
So it makes me a little sad being away from everyone in Colorado.
That's fair.
I think I'll be okay, you guys.
Does your extended family still live in Arizona?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had a Thanksgiving once in college. It was actually the year I turned 21. And so I turned 21, like, the day before Thanksgiving or something that year. And it was the fall semester of my junior year of college, and all my friends were studying abroad, and I didn't study abroad. Yeah. And so my two of my best friends were studying abroad. One was in Paris, and one was in Dublin, Ireland, or somewhere in Ireland. And we had another friend who was studying abroad in Prague. So we decided we would all go meet in Prague.
Oh, my gosh.
So I flew out there. And they all flew, you know, they got, like, $25 tickets on Ryanair or whatever. And we all met in Prague for the week. And so, like, I went out, and, you know, my 21st birthday in Prague, first of all, and nobody thought it was cool. Everyone was like, so what, you're 21? And then we found these other Americans, and they were like, you're 21, all right. And I was like, thank you. And then this guy bought me a shot of scotch.
Oh.
What was he thinking?
Oh.
So he's like, let me buy you a shot. This is awesome. And I took the shot, and I was like, what was that? He was like, scotch. I was like, who takes shots of scotch? This is the worst plan I've ever heard. It was awful. Anyway, but then, like, the next day was Thanksgiving, and our friend who lived there, he was like, we gotta go check out this bookstore. It's owned by Americans. Like, you guys are gonna love it. And it was this bookstore with this big cafe in the back, and we go in, and the guy, like, turns out he was from Fort Collins, like, you know, had gone to CSU, and he's like, are you guys coming back for Thanksgiving dinner? And we were like, we didn't know that was a thing. And he's like, yeah, come back at, you know, 6:30. So we show up. And he's turned the whole cafe in the back into, like, this huge family table. He pulled down this big projector screen and was, like, live streaming the football game. And so we all just sat, and there were, like, probably 20 other Americans who had all come in.
Yeah.
And so it was just all these Americans in the middle of Prague sitting there having this huge Thanksgiving dinner with the big, like, football game playing. It was so fun.
Now that you're thinking about that, now that you're saying that, it's totally reminding me of when I studied abroad in France. Mm-hmm. And I totally had Thanksgiving in France. It's like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I forgot about that. It was the same thing where, like, all these Americans came together and we had Thanksgiving, and I was just like, this, it, did you ever see Eat, Pray, Love?
I read the book.
Okay, so the movie, like, it's kind of the same thing where it's like she's all, they're all together and they're like having this meal and there's something about that, like being in a foreign land, but like celebrating something that you celebrate from home, and
totally,
it was really, really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely fun. And it was just like, it was fun also because my friends had been gone, you know, I had just been in America, but they'd been gone. And so, and then like our guy friend who was studying in Prague, like, you know, there was a, they had some call on the football game and he was like, holding, that was holding. I know. I still got it.
I haven't lost it.
Yeah. So funny. Anyway, but yeah, that was my favorite one. It was so fun. It was cold in Prague, though.
And that's when you turned 21?
That's when I turned 21.
Did you get, like, wasted on your 21st birthday?
Kind of. But I... So, when I was in college, I was, like, kind of a really big drinker.
Yeah.
So, I had a really high alcohol tolerance.
Yeah.
And so, I didn't really get that drunk. Oh, okay. Because we were, like, out, you know. Yeah. But also, there... I do remember very specifically, though, that they had these hot dog stands all around Prague. They would give you this, like, 18-inch long hot dog... just covered in sauerkraut, which I love sauerkraut.
Yeah.
And it was like a dollar.
Yeah.
And so I remember that night we went on this like epic hunt for a hot dog stand that was still open at like 4 a.m.
Did you find
it? Oh, yeah.
Of course.
It was awesome. Yeah. You could smell them like from down the road.
You were a big drinker in college?
I was a huge drinker in college. Really? Yeah. Like I remember I brought this up to somebody once at the gym and they were like, that's impossible. You would have died. I think because we used to do power hours where you drink a shot of beer every minute on the minute for an hour. So it ends up being, you know, 60 ounces of beer, which is like 5 beers in an hour. So that's kind of a lot.
Yeah.
But we would do a lot of, like we would, like I one time drank like 14 beers in one morning doing just like continuous power hour. So it was like a 2.5 hour long power hour. I don't even know. I have an Irish liver. These days, like, at TJ's birthday party, I ended up getting sick and throwing up in his backyard.
You did?
Oh my gosh, you didn't know about that?
I didn't know about this, Claire.
Oh, yeah. We went to TJ's birthday party, started with champagne.
Wait, hold on. I'm confusing the grand opening with his birthday party.
Okay, yeah. No, not the grand opening.
Right,
I didn't drink at the grand opening because this had happened. The Halloween surprise party at TJ's house.
Yes, this is the day before I left.
Yeah, right? It was awful. Yeah, it was so awful.
Yeah,
I dressed up like Buzz Lightyear, which was awesome.
Yes.
But then we started drinking champagne, moved on to red wine, and then white wine. So that in and of itself is like hangover city.
Holy cow.
And then... I don't even, like, it was like I'd never drank before. I just made the stupidest choices. Then I made very bad decisions. Really bad decisions. Then I started drinking vodka. Then I had a shot of whiskey. Then I had something with tequila. Then I had another shot of whiskey. Then I had even more tequila.
Claire.
I drank everything. It was awful. And then I got sick, and I dragged Brandon outside, and they were like, ooh, Claire and Brandon, go in the backyard. And we sat down on the porch swing. And, like, one swing, I was like, I'm going to vomit everywhere. And I threw up in his backyard for, like, 20 minutes. And then finally, and Lindsay was out there, and I was like, I'm so sorry. This is so embarrassing. She's like, it's fine. And then Haven had to drive us home.
Oh, no.
And I spent the whole, I mean, we live, like,
five minutes away.
And I was in the back of his truck just, like, concentrating so hard not throwing
up.
To
puke.
As soon as he pulled up in front of the house, I opened the door and just started throwing up.
Oh, Claire.
We went inside.
Oh, my God.
And and Brandon was, like, pretty drunk, but not that drunk. I made him sleep on the bathroom floor with me for, like, 3 hours while I continued to throw up. The next morning, I've never been so hungover in my life, literally. I've only ever been so hungover that I got sick the next day one time, and that was in college. And it was, like, I threw up once and it was over with.
Yeah.
I could not even keep down water. I was throwing up almost constantly from 6 to 10 a.m. I thought I was going to have to go to the emergency room. Like, it was
Oh, my God.
Right? I had legit alcohol poisoning. I was, like, what 25-year-old does this? Like, I'm not... freaking 17 years old. I should know
Claire,
better.
There's probably 40-year-olds that do that.
Like, who drinks all that? And I specifically remember, like, one memory from that night stands out of, like, once I got really drunk was that somebody had brought over this really nice tequila.
Yeah.
And I just remember just pouring it into a pint glass. It was awful.
I kind of want to dry heave
that. It was terrible.
Oh, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh
I was
gosh.
A mess, a total
oh
mess.
Oh my god!
And TJ was like, "Yeah, I thought you and Brandon were just like outside, like you know, making out."
You're like, "Oh no, I was throwing up."
No, I was throwing up in your yard.
Oh, so you didn't drink at the
because
grand opening?
Everyone
because
was like, "Are you?" Everyone was like, "Do you want the flip cup?" I was like, "The last time I drank with these guys, I threw up in TJ's backyard." And not only that, but like, I still just feel like I've not recovered.
Yeah.
Like, ugh. Oh. Even though it was like 2 weeks ago. Ugh. Yeah. Gross. Anyway, another. Also, that's why I didn't really drink that much at my bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Because I was like, my liver just is not like, as young as it used to be. Yeah,
that's like a once a year thing.
Yeah. Ugh, it was awful.
I'm still laughing at the stripper conversation we had last week.
Right?
So my friend was like, you should, it would be really funny if a stripper situation happened where you're like working out at CrossFit and like a guy shows up as a new coach. And he's like, I'm your new coach.
My God.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if it was, like, an all-girl workout and, like, a guy who just walks in and he's like, I'm your new coach. And then all of a sudden
the lights go down. And, like, he starts, like, on the pull-up rig doing a pole dance. Oh, my gosh. That sounds like the beginning of a really funny porno, actually.
Yeah, it does. Don't steal our idea, porn company.
That's hopefully not our idea. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Crazy. Definitely. Anyway.
Okay, so holidays are upon us, and yeah, I can't believe Thanksgiving's next week.
Right? I was talking to my mom, and I was, like, telling her about something I had signed up for, or I emailed someone, I had her back.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, are you going to call him? And I was like, well, you know, next week Thanksgiving. She was like, it is? I was like, yeah, Mom. Next week's Thanksgiving. She was like, that means it's your birthday. I was like, I know, Mom. I know.
Thanks, Mom.
She was like, oh, I send your present. I mean, she only has two kids, and we have the same birthday. Yeah,
it's like 16 candles.
No, they never forgot my birthday. Yeah. But.
It's so funny.
Yeah, it's like, you think it would be easier.
It's your birthday next week.
Like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Do you do Black Friday shopping?
No.
I don't either.
That thing, it kind of freaks me out.
It freaks me out when I see here's what freaks me out. It freaks me out when I see the videos on the news of, like, people, like swarming into
like
Walmart.
Getting tased.
And, like, getting
pepper spraying each other.
And, like, people grabbing things off the shelves and, like, staying up all night and then just, like, plowing through the doors.
I saw this really
like,
funny
all
thing.
All the newscasters, like, hanging out.
I saw this really funny picture of, like, all these tents outside, and I was like,
yeah.
Buys a $300 tent to save $50 on a TV.
I mean, it's kind of true.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I don't understand. I did buy one thing on, like, an Amazon.com Black Friday sale once. Those are fun. Because they, like, have new, every, like, 10 minutes, something new goes on sale.
Yeah.
So I bought Brandon a camera once.
Yeah.
But I would never go to the stores. They freak me out. I don't really even like shopping, period.
Yeah.
Let alone.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Especially when you can do everything online these days.
Right.
And, like, get even cooler gifts.
Totally.
That's kind of how I am.
Yeah.
But Christmas shopping kind of stresses me out. So.
Totally. Ugh. I don't think we're going to do that much Christmas shopping. I think everyone in my family realizes that we are spending
all
the money
on a freaking
wedding.
Well, yeah, you guys are getting married
and,
yeah.
I'm like, you just get me presents.
Yeah. You bring us presents.
You bring us presents.
6 weeks.
I know. Six weeks from this Saturday. Totally crazy. We got Brandon's wedding ring on Saturday.
Yeah, and he wanted to wear it immediately.
He was like, I want to wear it. I was like, Brandon, that's not how this works. You're not married yet. He's like, well, can I just wear it around the house? I was like, sure.
I know. I totally wanted to wear my wedding band after we got it.
Yeah. It looks so much better together. My wedding band, I don't know. It came with the ring, and I'm just like, whatever. It's, like, it's fine. It's cute. But it's not, like, extra sparkly or anything.
Yeah.
It's not, like, a diamond wedding band.
Yeah.
But, like, my ring has such a weird shape. It has to, like, fit in the little crook where the sapphire is.
Yeah.
Anyway. This has been, like, a really non-CrossFit episode.
I don't know. I feel, and it's, like, it's late at night, we're all tired, and we're just, like, babbling, but, you know, we're just prepping you guys for a lazy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, totally. That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is. Oh, good times.
Are you guys going anywhere for Christmas or anything?
We're going to go to Oklahoma to see Scott's parents.
Oh.
Do you want to... we have like 5 minutes left. Do you want to take on any comments from our
sure.
from our Facebook page?
Pull them up.
I can't remember if we talked about the Lululemon thing last episode. Did we? We kind of did, didn't we?
Kind of did.
Oh, okay. I feel like we talk about the...
Did we? That's a great question.
Bailey asked it, of the whole Lululemon owner blaming women being fat. I think you did mention it.
Yeah.
I just don't know if we like went into it. But whatever, Lulu.
I just am like...
Shame on you.
Yeah, and I thought also... But, like, at the same time, I don't want to agree with him, but it's, like, there are some things that just aren't made for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But that should not be an excuse for a poor product. Like, you can say, like, you know, a size 12 woman should not be wearing a size 6 spandex, and if you do wear that, it's going to be sheer. But that's not an excuse for, like, size 6 woman wearing a size 6 spandex and having it be...
Yeah. And making a comment like that is ridiculous.
Yeah, you just should, no.
Rachel posted a picture and says how Lucas Parker's beard has returned.
Oh my gosh, I know. I saw a picture. And then
it's also, pretty amazing too.
Can we talk about all the amazing things that Tay has been posting on our wall?
Yeah, Tay has been...
Did you see the one from today?
Yeah. It's that's like, unbelievable.
Joy's gonna have to like get a tattoo of this.
God, it's so funny. I would love nothing more than the Barbell Shrug guys to like... Because they always have him on their show.
Oh my gosh.
And to just be like, hey. Or maybe Rich will just find us and then he'll be like, you guys are really funny.
Yeah, we'll cool. be like... Cool.
I really want to hang out with you.
Oh my gosh. Ridiculous. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not. It's too bad you're married.
Too bad. Maybe he...
Careful. Careful.
I had a thought and then I stopped it. I stopped it. It doesn't count if you
all
stop
I can say
it.
Is that I know who you were thinking of when you were just talking about the CrossFit stripper.
You read my mind. How did you know that?
Obviously. Oh my goodness.
Oh, it's good times. Let's see. Oh, Tiffany asked a good question. Do you get down on yourself when you can't RX or perform a movement?
No, I think that it's sometimes like it bugs me, for example, like pull-ups. Mm-hmm. It bugs me that I haven't progressed in pull-ups because I feel like I've had pull-ups now for like a year.
Yeah.
And I still can't link more than like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Consistently. And yeah. So that I'll get bummed about because I know that it's really just like my own lack of work.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can't RX something and it's literally like I physically can't do this.
Yeah.
I feel like when WODs are programmed... Not that the weights are arbitrary, but, like, the prescribed weight has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Like, your abilities, you know, like, your coach is not sitting there thinking, like, what would Claire do this at? And typically, like, TJ has said multiple times that he programs for the strongest people in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the strongest people in our gym are really strong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, like, that... WOD is not programmed with you in mind necessarily.
Right.
And so like your coach expects you to modify it.
Right.
And you know, so I think that in terms of going RX, like I don't know, like the thought of, you know, like there have to be weights that are prescribed because mm-hmm. like you have to have somewhere to start. But I think that in general, like if you're just working on at an affiliate and you're not a competitive, you know, CrossFit athlete, those weights really should not have a huge bearing on what you actually end up doing. Unless it's, you know, it's like, I think, and TJ has started to do this more and more, that it's kind of, it's a lot more accurate to say, you know, like, okay, this should be about 70% of your one rep max. Like, mm-hmm. you should be using about 50, you know, like, you should be able to move quickly. You should be able to link 10.
Right.
You know, those kinds of descriptors, I think, are so much more useful than, like, you should be doing 95 pounds.
Right.
Like, well, I can only do one at a time right. at 95 pounds.
Yeah.
As opposed to, well, you should be able to link 5.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Can you guys hear JT snoring?
I know. JT is totally snoring now.
Oh, my gosh. That was really funny. So, yeah, I don't necessarily think that I do. And I think also, like, in terms of different movements, I kind of just have the mentality of, like, you know, I'll get there.
Yeah.
And there are some things that I do get frustrated about that I, because I know that I could have it, like, more pull-ups or whatever, but I just don't work on it. You know, but when it comes to, like, oh my gosh, oh my God. When it comes to, like, muscle-ups or pistols or things like that, it's yeah. like, you know, I'm getting there.
Yeah.
And there's only so much you can do.
Yeah. I think of it like you said, if they say, if this should be really heavy or you should only be able to link 3 of these. Like, this yeah. morning, Coach Mike was like, you should not be linking these snatches. So, do it in a way that you feel like if you do one, you're going to have to take a rest for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think, like, there's times, too, when I'll look at it RX and I'll be like, okay, do I want to do this well or
yeah.
do I want to do it RX? Because if I do it RX, it's probably not going to be pretty. And then also just, like, for speed. And I think it's just, like, something you have to ask yourself and be honest
with yourself. Like, what is your goal with that why?
Yeah, and are you letting your ego get in the way? Because I'll fall victim to that a lot where I'll go, well, who else in the gym could do this?
Mm-hmm.
And if they can do it, I can do it. And that's just stupid to think about because if yeah. there's something where I feel like I wouldn't be able to do it well, then don't do it, or if I'd get hurt or what have you.
Yeah.
But it's hard not to think of, like, the competitive side, at least for me, to be like, well, I know so-and-so might do this RX, so I want to do it RX. So that's the only time I, like, really, really get caught up on it. Yeah. And then there's days where I'm like, I'm especially like when I came back from California, I'm like, I'm going to go really light on this weight because I know I'm not going to do it well. And I'm just coming back.
Right.
So why would I push myself to do something that's like just for the sake of like, oh, I'm going to do the heaviest weight.
Yeah.
I think though too, if like you get down on yourself, I guess if you can't perform a movement, I think you really want to look at how you're progressing, and kind of what you're putting into it. So
yeah,
I don't think you should ever get down on yourself for trying something and working hard at something.
Right. I think it should more be like a way to kind of reprioritize your goals.
Yeah.
Like, kind of think, like, look back and be like, okay, why am I so frustrated that I, you know, can't do double unders or whatever. Right. It's like, well, because I feel like I've been doing this long enough and I should have them. Well, have you been putting extra time into it?
Right.
Like, people, like, Brandon and I both have really solid double unders, and people constantly are asking, like, you know, how to, like, what do you do for double unders? Like, we work on it all the time.
All the time, and you have to put the time in.
Yeah.
Like, after every workout, almost, I'll stay, even if it's an extra 5 minutes, it doesn't have to take that long. Because honestly, like, I don't really have much more time to devote to, like, just working on movements and, like, going into the open gym time. I just don't. So I'll sit there and I'll do pull-ups. I'm working on butterfly pull-ups. I'll work on double unders. And that's really the only time where, like, you have that, like, mastery. It could take, I literally could take 5 minutes, just extra time of, like, doing one movement. That makes all the difference.
Totally.
But I also think of that time, I think we were talking about, I lost my train of thought. it's so late. But anyway, I just think in terms of like, oh, that's what I was going to talk about was, remember a long time ago, I emailed you just like privately. I was like, I feel like I'm not getting enough from CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, well, maybe you're not putting in enough.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, I don't think I am. Because I was like in this place where I'm like, I just don't feel like I'm getting enough from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if it was, like, the workouts or whatever, but I think it really did come down to evaluating how hard I was working.
Yeah.
So be honest with yourself about if you're really, really putting in the effort or if you're just kind of, like, going expecting results where you're really not working hard. I don't know. I think you could just ask yourself. Be honest. Be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, we're out of time.
Yeah.
I think a lot of this time was dedicated to JT moving around, so I apologize for that. Next time we'll try to get him a little more calm before he comes in the room.
Now he's passed out.
Now he's passed out.
I hope you guys can hear him snoring this time, because it's terrible.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, well, we will talk to you next week.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
Bye. Bye.